This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Na, 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 come on. Na, 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 come on. Berlin is a city where all forms of sexual expression are well represented. That much is obvious. But what is perhaps less known is that the city is also a haven for people who don't want to have any sex. At all.
Asexuality refers just to the fact that someone says he is not aroused by whatever stimulus there might be.
That's Dr. Jakob Pastöter, president of the German Society for Social Scientific Sex Research in Düsseldorf. He says scientists don't really understand asexuality very well because traditional terms like orientation just don't apply.
Orientation means you have some object you are aiming towards. If you have an asexual orientation, it means you have no aim whatsoever. It's always easier to define an interest in something than to define a non-interest.
So clearly, to understand asexuality, I need to speak to someone who identifies as asexual. Kati Radloff was kind enough to chat to me. She's the founder of the German chapter of AVEN, a group for asexual individuals.
I discovered it rather late, when I was 20, 21 or so. Something did not match with me. I didn't know what. And I found that, well, it's really the sex that I couldn't imagine myself to have.
Before she had a word for how she felt, Kati tried to push people away as a defense mechanism.
I gained 20 kilograms of weight. I did not shower anymore. I dressed only in black. I had all kinds of terrible behaviors towards people to, well, keep them away.
Although she doesn't want sex, she does have a boyfriend. Asexuality is bisected into romantic and aromantic communities. Kati belongs to the former.
Falling in love does not have to do with anything with sex to me. I mean, I can fall in love with somebody. I can desire emotional closeness, romantic closeness, all kinds of closeness. But this doesn't really, or even physical closeness, of course, hugging, kissing. But this does not mean that I feel any kind of sexual connection related to that.
Ironically, some of the worst backlash Kati experiences is from Berlin's gay community.
Sometimes we experience rather hostile, fights, where they say, well, we have worked so hard in order to be sexual at last, and now you're taking away our sexuality again.
But Kati tries to convince them that asexual people don't want to take anything away from the social strides made by LGBT activists. Her goal is to give the 5,000 people registered on AVEN and anyone else who might identify as asexual the gift of community. For NPR Berlin, I'm Tony Andrews.